The death penalty is a controversial topic that has had two sides since its origin. Should it be kept or should it be abolished? The debate has been important in the last few years because of the mass incarceration and people put on death row in America. According to prisonpolicy.org, over 1 million people are in state prisons in America. On one side, you have the people who want to abolish the death penalty, and on the other, you have the people who want to keep it. The people who want to abolish it say it is inhumane and expensive. The people who want to keep it say that it is a good way to deter crime. In this podcast, we will talk about the two sides and their positives and negatives.
Studies of the death penalty have reached various conclusions about its effectiveness in deterring crime, but the majority of studies that track effects over many years and across states or countries find an deterrent effect, according to deathpenalty.procon.com.
That may be true, but according to all of your studies from the same source, the death penalty is far more expensive than just maximum security prison.
That may be true, but the death penalty gives closure to the victims' families who have suffered so much, and that's worth a little extra money.
According to Amnesty.org, there is no credible evidence that the death penalty deters crime more effectively than a prison term. In fact, evidence reveals the opposite. Since abolishing the death penalty in 1976, Canada's murder rate has steadily declined, and as of 2016, was its lowest crime rate since 1966.
If someone murders someone else, they have given up their human rights, including the one to live. The punishment should fit the crime. If you kill someone, you should receive equal punishment. Giving a killer the death sentence will stop them and others from doing it again. The very small chance of executing the wrong person is balanced by the benefits to society of stopping murderers.
William Blackstone, the English jurist and judge, said better that 10 guilty persons escape than one innocent suffer. The death penalty is irreversible, so it is critical that it be used on the actual killer.
That may be true, but William Blackstone said that in the 18th century. We're in the 21st century right now, and we have fingerprint analysis, DNA analysis, and camera footage. We can be a lot more sure who the actual killer is than they could have in the 18th century.
This is true, but the idea of it is still correct. Things can be hacked and they can change their fingerprint data in the computer along with the facial ID or the DNA. Done.
Today we have seen two different sides of the death penalty. All of the info has brought a philosophical debate that has questioned the death penalty, which was put in long before any permanent form of law was added. Today we have to decide one winner. From the evidence and rebuttal, it seems that the death penalty is a waste of money, inhumane, and does not deter crime as much as some people think. With all of the evidence gathered, it seems that abolishing the death penalty is a better idea than keeping it.